Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, and earned both a BS and an MS in kinesiology from the University of Michigan while playing baseball for them. From 2006 to 2015, he was the co-founder and co-owner of Daegu, LLC. And from 2015 to 2017, he was the president of St. Catherine of Siena Academy. Since 2019, he's been the president of Detroit Catholic Central High School, which is the largest private high school in Michigan. His name, Ed Turek. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Ed Turek. Since 2019, he's been the president of Detroit Catholic Central High School and is the first lay president in its 90-plus year history. Tall cotton, Mr. Turek. Welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. Great to be with you.
Can we start by you offering us an opening prayer as we head into Father's Day tomorrow morning?
Absolutely. Let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God and Father, in a spirit of gratitude for your Son, Jesus, we ask your blessings on us today as we live lives dedicated to him. Especially today on Father's Day weekend, bless all our fathers, both living and deceased. May they be men of goodness, discipline, and knowledge who love and protect their families in the midst of a rapidly changing world. Lord, help them see the virtue and joy in a life of faith in Jesus. May the name of Jesus always be revered in our homes and in our country. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Speaking of fathers, Ed, your late great dad, Ed Turek, I worked for at Ford Motor Company and Systems many moons ago. What's the biggest thing you learned from him and from Mom?
Well, Jack, I was blessed to grow up in a great home. I had my parents and my three sisters. As you mentioned, I grew up in Dearborn Heights, middle-class family. Dad worked at Ford for 31 years. Mom was a stay-at-home mom who sold oil paintings to make some extra cash for the family to put us through, for us to have Catholic education and for some of our extracurriculars. But you know, for my mom and dad, they instilled in me the core values I have today, you know, to work hard, to be honest. My dad always taught me respect your mother no matter what. I remember the one day I was a young boy, I made my mom cry, and boy, that was a big mistake. I learned that lesson really fast, never did that again. Great upbringing. I was blessed with three great sisters, a lot of aunts and uncles around. My mom came from a family of 10. My parents both grew up in Southwest Detroit. So they had those core values of family and faith. And that's the biggest thing they gave me looking back now as an adult man is they gave me the gift of the Catholic faith at an early age and made sure me and my sisters got our sacraments and went to church, you know, every Sunday and on holy days, taught us how to pray the rosary. So those were the gifts my parents gave me, and I'm grateful every day.
Your late dad, late great dad, he was a man of few words. But when he gave you a facial expression, that expression was worth 1,000 words, and everybody knew what that expression meant. So great guy. You go to Michigan, you study kinesiology, whatever that is, and you're a catcher for Bud Middaugh, the famous U of M manager. What did you learn playing baseball and especially from your manager, Bud Middaugh?
So coming out of high school, Jack, I was offered some Division II scholarships for football and baseball. But my dream was to play at a bigger school. My dream school was U of M. Growing up, my dad was a U of M fan. Boy, we used to listen to the U of M football games with Bob Ufer on the radio. Remember Bob?
Absolutely.
And we just had some great times. I remember there actually the first time my dad ever took me to a U of M football game. I was 12 years old, and we walked into that stadium, and boy, you never forget that. The amount of people in that stadium and the, you know, them playing the fight song and a team coming out of that tunnel. I fell in love with the school. So that was my dream school. I was fortunate to go up there as a preferred walk-on. As you mentioned, though, I was a career third string catcher. So I never really got to play much, but I had a great experience and I got a great education. Bud Middall, my coach, he taught me the biggest thing I learned from coach is to do the little things. And that's a consistent theme that a lot of my mentors have given me over the years is do the little things and do them right. And that's what's going to help you be successful. And again, one of the things I use every day is my job as president, right? Doing the little things, paying attention to detail. So he taught me a lot of good baseball. I had a great experience up at U of M playing baseball, made some great friends and played with some really good players.
Speaking of playing with some really good players, there was a pitcher who went on to win the gold medal in the 88 Summer Olympics. And he pitched the final game, pitched for 11 years in the majors for 4 years, threw a no-hitter with the Yankees. And oh, by the way, he was born without a right hand, Jim Abbott. What did he teach you?
Well, Jim, what a great guy. What probably one of the most inspirational athletes of our time. As you mentioned, born with one hand, Jimmy was just a wonderful pitcher and just a wonderful person. And, you know, as much fame as he has achieved, which he deserves, he's still just Jimmy to a lot of us. Cause he just wanted to be one of the guys at Michigan. I remember I was fortunate to catch Jim a lot, you know, as a third string catcher, you're in that bullpen a lot. And I caught Jim a lot. And I remember the first time catching him in that bullpen, two things came out at me, boy, he could throw hard. And the second thing is when I'd catch it the first couple of times, I'd kind of hesitate because Jim would throw with his good hand and he'd flip that glove over and you wouldn't even notice it. But I would hesitate and kind of pause. And after the first couple of pitches, he was like, Eddie, just throw the ball back to me. I got it. And ever since then, I was like, all right, he's just one of us. So I learned a lesson that he, you know, everybody wants to fit in. And then, of course, that, you know, you can overcome a lot of adversity in life if you have the right mentality, the heart, and the courage. And that's what I learned from Jim. Just a great guy, a great person, and just happy to call him a friend.
You were a grad assistant for a man named Bill Freehan, and you helped run his summer camps. Tell us about Freehan.
So, yeah, I was fortunate when my playing days were over that Bill took over as the head coach at University of Michigan, and I became his graduate assistant for a few years. Another wonderful experience. Very grateful for Bill for giving me the opportunity to get into coaching at the college level at such a young age. I remember, you know, most people, especially my dad, remembers Bill as the Tigers catcher and the winning that 68. And I remember my dad's favorite memory of Bill was him catching that last pop-up. Remember in game 7 against the Cardinals and Mickey Lolich jumps into his arms. And I mean, that was for my dad, that was everything. My biggest memory of Bill though, I tell people is actually off the field. And when I ran his camps, we gave out awards every week. And the 1 week we gave an award to a young 12-year-old out of the inner city of Detroit. Bill was very generous. He gave scholarships out to his baseball camps. Anyways, this young boy from Detroit came up after he won the award, and he just started crying, shaking Bill's hand. And Bill was like, what's the matter? And the young boy said, well, I've never won anything in my life. And right there, I saw Bill tear up and put a big arm around him, give the kid a big hug. And I learned compassion right there, Jack. I learned that as much as you can be competitive, and Bill was a competitive guy, but you can also be have compassion as a leader. And again, a life lesson I take with me today, I come into work every day with compassion for everyone I work with and all the kids here, because you can also be, like I said, you can be competitive and you can be strong-willed, but you can also have compassion when you're a leader.
We're talking Ed Turek. And then he goes to MSU. He goes he's in blue to the green and white to be the assistant baseball coach for 4 years. Okay? And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with Ed Turek, who from 2006 to 2015 was the co-founder and co-owner of Daegu LLC. Daegu stood for Don't Ever Give Up. What did that company do, Ed?
So Jack, I was approached by a good friend of mine, Mike DeWan, to start a small business that would basically go out and help other small businesses grow. Mike started his own business right out of college, was very successful, and we wanted to help our experience help others. So we started this company called Daegu, and basically what we do is we would take small businesses and we would start them or grow them. We would infuse capital and then our management techniques and strategies to help others be successful. So it was really a small business that helped other small businesses. And, you know, we started working with a young man who started his own window washer company. We had a marketing development company, and then we finally got into some recycled tires, recycling tires and rubber mulch.
Well, you worked at U of M and MSU. That was higher learning. Then you go to this for-profit business. Then you go back to higher learning at a high school level. What's different about the profit business and higher learning?
So there's a lot of similarities, but I would say the biggest difference is that in a for-profit, the bottom line is the money, the profits, right? Taking the profits and giving them back to your investors or your stakeholders. For a nonprofit like Catholic Central, it's all about the mission. Right. It's reinvesting in the mission. So we take whatever profits we have, we invest them back into the schools, the kids, the students and the faculty. So for profits, there's a lot of similarities, but for profit companies, it's about the money. And for nonprofits, it's usually about the mission. A lot of similarities, though, Jack. You know, you still have to have a strong financial school to fulfill your mission. You know, you have to be conscious of your income statements, your cash flows, your expenses. So a lot of similarities in running both businesses. But again, the bottom line is at CC, it's all about the mission for us.
From 2015 to 2017, Ed Turek was the president of St. Catherine of Siena Academy, high school for young ladies. Talk about that chapter of your life.
So huge challenge to start a brand new high school from scratch. Luckily, it was supported by many, many people that God brought to us at different times, whether to help us with our curriculum or our financing. But I was asked by the board of directors to serve as their first president to help financially stabilize the school, which we did. And we were lucky with some very generous donors to do that. And I'm happy to say that school is flourishing now. It's over 10 years old. There's over 260 young ladies there. So, again, a lot of similarities, but obviously a lot different than Catholic Central. First of all girls versus all boys. And CC's been around 90 years, and we were starting from scratch. But the mission was there, same mission, and that's to educate young people and do it through the faith, through bringing them through to Christ.
Okay, let's go to March of 2019. You're named the first lay president of Detroit Catholic Central High School in its 90-plus year history. Tell us about Detroit Catholic
Central. Well, first of all, Jack, I can tell you it's just a privilege and an honor to be the first president. I think God has a funny way of, preparing you for things you don't realize you're going to do. I never dreamed I'd be the president of Catholic Central. It was never a goal of mine. But as I look back over my life, I feel every experience that God brought to me and every door that he opened for me has led me to this point. So I'm very blessed. I feel this is where God wants me to be. And we are the largest Catholic high school. Like you said, we're in our 93rd year. And our motto is simple: teach me goodness, discipline, and knowledge. We believe those are the three core elements that young people, especially young men, need in their lives to be successful. And what we do at Catholic Central is, we educate them every day in the faith and in academics and, on the field and off the field, in the classroom and out of the classroom. But they come in as 14-year-old boys and they leave as 18-year-old men. And our goal and our mission is when these these men walk out those doors of Catholic Central that they're prepared. They're going to be successful in college, and then they're going to be successful in the careers they choose, whether that's being a lawyer or doctor or engineer. But they're also, Jack, they're going to be good people. They're going to be good husbands and good fathers, and eventually they're going to get into heaven. And that's what we try to do here.
You're off Wixom Road in Novi. You have 60-acre campus, as you said, 1,000 students. You're the president, and Father Patrick Fulton is the principal. If your dad was still around, he'd say, Eddie, why do you need a principal and a president for a school? What's the
difference? He would ask that question, and that's pretty simple. First of all, though, Jack, we are in Wixom, but we're on 118 acres now. We bought some more land over the last few years, so we're actually looking to expand our campus a little bit. But it's a pretty simple answer to your question. The principal handles running the school. He deals with the teachers and the students and the parents and the faculty, and the president really handles the finances of the school and the vision. My job is to grow the school, make sure we're financially stable, but to make sure that we're growing. And that comes from my business background. In a small business, they tell you, you're either growing or you're dying. So we're always trying to grow here at Catholic Central. We're trying to grow our endowment, which provides tuition assistance for more young men. We're trying to grow our campus. Like I mentioned, we purchased some more property around us to grow out our facilities. And then we're trying to grow our teachers' salaries to pay them better and make so they can make a good living.
You've had some success sports-wise. You've won a state football championship 10 times, hockey state championship, I think 14 times, wrestling 15 times. Talk about the sports program at CC.
So proud of our sports program. We get a lot of attention for our sports. We're just as proud as our academics, but we're very proud of our athletic program. Not just the championships we've won, Jack, but the programs that we run and the coaches we have and the lessons our kids learn on the field and on the court and in the pool. That's what we're most proud of is we, first of all, we bring faith into everything we do here. So we bring faith into the classroom and we bring faith out onto the athletic field. So you'll see our teams praying before and after games and practices. We think there's life lessons in sports, and we're very proud of the success we've had, and we'll continue to have that because we believe we do it the right way. Again, something we instill in all our coaches and our players.
We're talking Ed Turek, and he mentioned Teach Me GDK, which is the school model for Teach Me Goodness, Discipline, and Knowledge. When we come back, we're going to ask him about a quote, a 16-foot-long quote, in his office, above his desk. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Ed Turek, who is the president of Detroit Catholic Central High School. Ed, there's a 16-foot-long quote by Aristotle above your desk in your office. What does it say, and what does it mean?
So the quote says, by Aristotle, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. Again, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. So actually, when I moved into this office as president, a good friend and alumnus came to me and said, you should really put a quote up there above that credenza. And I took some time, Jack, to think about what do I want to put up there of all the quotes. And that one just, when I saw it, it just jumped out at me because that's what Catholic Central is all about, right? We educate the whole person here at Catholic Central. It's not just about book knowledge. It's about educating the heart. And it goes back to our core mission. Teach me goodness, discipline, and knowledge. And there's a reason goodness is first, because we tell the kids it's the most important. There's a lot of people out there that might have discipline and knowledge, but if you don't have the goodness, It doesn't do anything at all. So that's what we believe in here at Catholic Central. It's I'm very proud of it. It gets a lot of attention when people walk right in my office, but it kind of states who we are and what we try to do here every day.
There's been a lot of phenomenal alumni and people associated, teachers, etc. But if you want an example of heart, we could find nobody better than a football coach that retired in 2017 after 41 years. Okay? His record was 370-94. He won 10 state championships. Coach Tom Mack, what did he teach you when you were there, Tom? Ed?
So Coach Mack is a legend here and a legend throughout the state of Michigan. And I was fortunate to play for him. And actually three of my sons, Jack, were also fortunate to play for him. So we're lucky. As much as, you know, you mentioned his record in the state championships, our players were telling me he's much more than that. He cared about you as a person. He believed football was just his tool to teach young people how to be successful in life. He was a perfect fit for me. I went from my, you know, growing up my parents to a 14-year-old boy walking into Catholic Central and getting involved with the CC football program. And he emphasized what my parents were telling me, you know, honesty, hard work, teamwork, respect your, you know, your players, your opponents, be on time. Big one for Coach Mack. Most people don't know unless you played for him. Coach Mack always started his practice or meetings on the nines. So if he was going to have practice, practice started at 2:59 or a meeting started at 3:29. So it was always the nine. So you made sure you were in line or in your seat at that nine. So being on time for Coach Mack really meant about 5-10 minutes earlier. And again, life lessons we all took with us to our careers and in our daily lives. So just a tremendous, tremendous man. Fortunate for him to still be around. We see him quite a bit. He's always welcome back here. He's affected so many young people's lives. And I got to say the biggest drill that I remember Coach Mack giving us that we use is we had a drill, Jack, called the sudden change drill. So in the middle of football practice, Coach would blow the whistle, and he would yell, sudden change. And all of a sudden, we'd go from offense to defense. So it meant to prepare you for in the game of football of, you know, say you're on your own five and you fumble, and then you got the defense got to run out there and make a stop to win the game. So he tried to emulate that in practice. Well, you know, fast forward 40 years, I become president of Catholic Central High School, and 1 year into my presidency, bam, worldwide pandemic. Well, there's no bigger sudden change than that, Jack, right? And we did just like Coach Mack taught us. We did not panic. We pivoted. I remember in that March, we went from 100% in full learning to 100% virtual in 3 days. And then after that, after the spring coming into this fall, we pivoted again, and we looked at it as an opportunity. We look at COVID as an opportunity as a school to get better, not as a crisis. So we've done that. We've gotten better with our technology and our safety protocols, and I think Coach Mack would be proud of us. And again, I learned that 40 years ago on the football field.
All right, Catholic Central was founded and has been run by the Bazillion Fathers for a bazillion years. Tell us about the Bazillion Fathers.
Yeah, the Bazillion Fathers, a small group of priests who own and operate Catholic Central High School, actually founded in France. Most people don't know that. Right after the French Revolution, came over to North America in Toronto in about the 1850s, and then into Detroit and founded Catholic Central in Detroit in 1928. So they're the heart of Catholic Central. They're the motto, you know, they gave us our motto of teach me goodness, discipline, knowledge, comes right from the Bible, the Book of Psalms. And they're our founders, and they instill the goodness and in our school. So still very active. We have six full or part-time bazillions on staff. They're the ones that help us, you know, say mass every day, confession, but again, just have a presence in the school of why this is a Catholic school.
You mentioned that 14, 15 months ago, this COVID pandemic hit, and boy, we pivoted in 3 days. Well, that if the truth be known, it was the faculty, okay, that pivoted. Talk about the faculty of Detroit Catholic Central High School.
Well, they are by far the heart of Catholic Central. And I, when I speak to different alumni groups, they always ask about CC and how is it doing. And I remind them that this is actually our fifth location, right? So Catholic Central started in Detroit, moved a couple times, moved out to Redford for about 25 years. And then finally in 2005, moved out to our beautiful campus in Novi, Michigan now. But I remind people all the time, every time I speak, it's not the buildings that make CC special. It's the people. I had my first principal when I worked at Catholic Central way back in 1999 told me that. And when I first got hired, and I've never forgotten it, and it's true. CC is made up of a great group of people dedicated to the mission of educating these young men. And we truly believe, we believe we can change these young men and inspire them and educate them that they'll go out in the world and just become great people, great husbands and fathers and great people in the community and make a difference. And that's what we're all about. And our faculty is at the heart of that.
You want to learn more, www.catholiccentral.net. And speaking of fathers, Ed and his wife, Chrissy, have raised four sons and one daughter. Chrissy would say she's raised five sons and one daughter, four that listen and one that's like a piece of granite. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Ed Turek about Father's Day and what is a dad. And I'm Jack Prisula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Prisula, host of WJR's Anything is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol. I'm Jack Prisula. This is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to the president of Detroit Catholic Central, its first lay president in its 90-plus year history, Ed Turek. Ed, more than anything, you're a husband and a dad. What's a dad, Ed?
Well, first of all, Jack, I believe it's the most important job I'll ever have. I've been blessed with a great career, but by far being a dad and husband is the most important thing. Your children bring so much joy to your life. My wife Chrissy and I have been blessed with five beautiful children. And I love being a dad. I think being a dad is the greatest thing in the world. It can be hard at times, but it's awesome. And like I said, the joy they bring is indescribable.
The late, great Reverend Robert Schuller often said, and I quote, "The number one thing a dad can do for his children is to love their mom." Why so?
Well, that's a great quote, and I agree with that. I believe as a coach, Jack, or as a business owner, and as a president, a leader of any type, and especially as a dad, the best way we can teach our kids is to lead by example. You hear it all the time, right? Lead by example, lead by example. So, you know, I say, if you don't want your kids to grow up and smoke, then don't smoke yourself. If you don't want your kids to grow up and steal and cheat, then don't steal and cheat yourself. But if you want your children to grow up loving and respecting people and others, well, then love and respect the most important person in their lives, which is their mother. So I totally agree with Robert on that one.
We're talking Ed Turek. You mentioned in a previous segment that you were blessed. Your late dad and mom gave you and your sisters a great faith. How can a parent today give his or her children a strong faith and a relationship with our Lord?
You got to pray with them. You can't be afraid to pray with your kids every day, if possible, even just short prayers, and then be the example. Take them to church. Teach them about the faith, about your faith. That's lead by example. So kids, kids are sponges. They absorb everything and they want to learn. They want discipline. They want to be loved and they want to be supported. So when you're doing all that, my wife and I always try to incorporate faith in everything we do. Everyday life, just, we jump in the car, we say a quick prayer. Obviously before meals, we say a prayer. We go to bed, we say a quick prayer. So just incorporate faith into all the little things you do every day, and then it becomes even just more natural.
If there's a man listening tonight, Ed, who's a father, and he's abandoned his kids, what would you say to that man tonight?
Don't give up. It's not too late. Don't give up. It's not too late. Reach out. Don't be afraid to swallow your pride. Don't be afraid to forgive. Whatever the situation is, your kids need you. You might not think so, but they do. Every kid needs a mom and every kid needs a dad. And it breaks my heart when you see families that lose a loved one or it's different situations. But my advice would be it's not too late. And try to be there. Be there for your kids.
Okay, let's talk about America's greatest natural resource, our young men and women. You're around these Gen Zers every day. Tell us about the Gen Zers.
Well, I am, and it's a blessing, Jack, because young people bring you energy. So that's why I love coming to work here at CC. The kids are great. They bring so much energy to the school. But, Jack, I don't think they're much different than the other kids from other generations. I think the world's changing. That's for sure. I think fashion changes, music changes, technology obviously is changing. The world's getting a lot faster, and that's for sure. But I think the kids are the same. As I mentioned, they just want to be loved. They want to be loved. They want to feel like they belong, that they fit in. And that's what we try to do here at CC is make sure they feel loved every day and that they fit in. But I also think that deep down, the kids still want discipline. I don't think that's changed. They might not admit it, but they want it and they need it. And again, one of our core values here, obviously. But I think kids are the same. Sometimes the parents change a little. And like I said, definitely the world is changing.
All right. Speaking of discipline, what will you say to a single mom tonight who finds it very tough to have tough love?
Yeah, I don't know what it's like to be a single mom. I know it's, being a father with a wife, it's been hard raising her five kids. I can't imagine how hard it is being a single parent. I would tell them to hang in there. Hang in there because your son or daughter needs that discipline. I know, Jack, there's, as a parent, there's nothing better when your son or your daughter does something and is successful, right? Whether it's a piano solo or they win they make a free throw at the end of the game, but there's nothing better to see your kid succeed. It's just the greatest joy. But there's also nothing worse than seeing your kid screw up. You feel terrible, and there's nothing you can do, but it's a part of life, and that's what kids do. But you got to continue to love them, and you got to give them that tough love and that discipline, especially when they need it, because in the end, that's what's going to help them be successful. So it hurts in the short term, but in the end, they need it, and that's what helps them.
What do you say to a listener tonight who says, Ed, I have a son or daughter who's my prodigal child. What can I do? I've tried everything.
Yeah. Again, that's a hard one, Jack, but I would tell them the same thing. Don't give up, right? Don't give up. Don't ever give up. That was my mantra in our small business, and I would tell them the same thing. Don't give up. Continue to pray, right? Continue to pray for those children that have left, but don't give up. keep trying different ways to reach out to them and welcome them back, and keep loving them, supporting them. They need it. They might not know they need it all the time, but they do.
What, speaking of needed, why does America need Catholic education?
Well, that one's simple, Jack. You can't educate the whole person without incorporating faith. And that's what we do at CC. We educate the whole person. And you need to talk about faith to do that. And at CC and other Catholic schools, that's what they do in every class. Every class, whether it's a math class, history class, or theology class, we talk about the faith. And it's incorporated every day, so it becomes normal behavior. And it's not something unique or special. It just becomes a normal habit. So, you know, we believe that if you want to educate the whole person, like we talked about earlier, you got to incorporate faith. And that's what we do here again at CC. We try to educate these young people so they go out and be successful, not only in business and in their careers, but as good husbands, fathers. And again, eventually we help them get to heaven.
A picture of Detroit Catholic Central in 2025, please.
Well, our vision is still simple to stay the course. We're going to continue to grow, obviously, but we're going to continue to grow out our campus and our facilities to keep attracting families to our school. We're going to still be a competitive school, competitively academically and athletically in the arts and band. We're going to continue to be a Catholic school that welcomes all people of their faith and just help them to grow in their journey through life with their faith life. And I think you're also going to see a more diverse Catholic Central. One of the things we're committed to is making our student body, our faculty more diverse. I can tell you since 2019, our student body, our students of color has increased by 29%. And we plan to have that continue to grow.
As we end tonight, can you lead us in a closing prayer, please?
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this time that we were able to spend together. Please bless Jack and the good work he's doing. Bless Catholic Central High School and all the Catholic high schools, educating young people in your name. And Lord, bless all the listeners out there today, especially all the fathers. Help them and their families come closer to you today and always. Amen.
Ed Turek, please keep making your mom and your late dad proud every day. He's up there looking, that's my Eddie. Thanks a million. I admire you.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself. Believe you. Looks like you.